body thing. Well, first of all, there were six bodies. And then there were Bali. So we'll talk about sixes first. We explained yesterday that Malchus...
And your shoes are ugly too!
Malchus means a lot more than just majesty. Hashem is the king. Hashem is the king, and then there's two midas of Malchus. Two totally different midas of Malchus. One which we relate to, and one which we don't relate to. There's a Adonai Olam Hashem Melech, the master of the world, Hashem Melech, he was the Melech. The Torah called Yetzir Nivra, he was a Melech before anything was created. We don't relate to that. We don't relate to that. Do we relate to God that he was a Melech before anything was created? Can we relate to anything before anything was created? Can we relate to that, to there being nothing in existence? We can't relate to that. We can't form any type of picture. We can't have any. There's no analysis. Leis Nasa, but then Hashem made the Chepta Kol. He wanted that everything should be created. As I know, because then Hashem's name was proclaimed. So we relate to God being proclaimed a king. We don't relate to God being a king. So there's two aspects of being a Melech. There's being a Melech with subjects, and being a Melech without subjects. And being a Melech without subjects, we have no concept what that is. Clear? All right, now I'm going to go back to our number analysis.
How is there a Melech without subjects?
We don't have an idea what it is. He's a Melech. God is not a Melech because we make him a Melech. He's a Melech because he's a Melech. That concept doesn't exist in our life. Okay? Yeah. We have no idea. We have no concept of what a world is where there is only God. Because our concept, our tree, our grasp is limited to things which are outside of God. We don't grasp God, we only grasp things which are outside of God. We have no insight. We have nothing to go on. We have nothing, you know. We can't. It's just, there's no words to describe it, there's no concept, there's no nothing. So we leave that alone. When we're talking about sixes and sevens, the source of everything is God. And he was the source of everything before we were here. And then God extended, you know, I mean, use the word, God extended himself. Things expanded. Things came out of God. Projectiles shooting out of, you know. Don't try and form an image in your mind, please don't. But there was an expansion. And now there's even God where he's not. Before the world was created, there was God, and there was only God, and there was God where there was God, and that's all there was God. But now there's God, and then there's not God. People and worlds and, you know, all kinds of places and things and places to go and people to see. And God is there also! That means that God, by creating the world, has created the potential for being where he's not. He created a world where he's not. He created a people who are not. And then we're able to bring him there. So that's awesome. And that's why he made the world, because he wanted to be where he's not. So first he had to create a not. And then he created a people that could bring him where he's not. So we're the expander. Then there's expansiveness. We are the... God is revealing himself in a way that he wasn't revealing himself before the world was created. If somebody lives on the bright side of the moon where the sun never sets, so he can never reveal anything.
But what?
He can't reveal anything because there's never a sunset. But in the earth, there's a sunset. What?
I mean, well, if there was... I'm not going to answer it. I'm not asking the question.
So ask it without knowing how to ask it.
I mean, why should God, so to speak, want to be revealed? Like, I mean, if there was only God...
You know, that's a very, very unanswerable question. We don't know the whys. We just know what's. God didn't need it. He has no needs. We don't know why. He never told us. We know what. He wanted to be revealed in a place that he wasn't revealed. So he created that reality, and then he created the way he revealed. What's bothering you is, if there's a pre-existing reality that he's not revealed in, so you can understand why he might want to be revealed there. But if there was no such place, so why create the place in order to be revealed there? We don't know the answer to that. There is no human who knows the answer to that, even Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll only know that after death.
Will we?
Yes.
Be able to comprehend it?
Yes, that's the essay of Le'irani Adam B'chai. Man cannot see me only. We can't. Our understanding is limited to the 7 days of creation. That's why the Torah starts with that. Do you understand? That's it. We start from there. So now you can see why the meat of Malchus is six barleys. Because the meat of Malchus is to, you know, Rus is the mother of Malchus. Rus was the mother of Malchus. Each one of these six sons, they all had a role in the Midah of Malchus, in the formation, the development of this Midah in Klal Yisrael. You had David HaMelech, he was about to himself. Daniel, Chanani, Mishael, Vazaya, the day of the Midah of Malchus, being enslaved in Babel. Think a moment what that is. They were in Klaisal in the time of Korban, in the time of destruction. In the time when Klaisal was beaten. When HaKadosh Baruch was not the Melech HaOlam. Because the Nebuchadnezzar went into Hashem's palace and he destroyed it. And he threw HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of creation. And in the palace, who ruled Babylonia? You know who ruled Babylonia? Daniel. We learned in the, remember the Gemara we learned before? That Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel.
That's why Achashverosh
had Daniel in his palace. Achashverosh was the Melech because Esther was there. Yeah, Esther had that meat also. She did have that meat.
I meant, no, that's why Vashti was able to wear the crown, because...
Because we're going to show cover to... Very good. Very good. Excellent. So Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaya, they're revealing God. Could you see a greater revelation of God in the, you know, an extension, you know, like a new way of revealing God than when a time when all Klal bows down because they say if we don't bow down we're going to die, and they go into a furnace which hurts and they come out alive, and the Chazal say that the idol toppled over and broke, and it burnt up all the idol worshippers, the fire, the thing burnt up all the idol worshippers. That's Melech HaOlam. You ask me, I think that's Melech HaOlam. But it's not Melech HaOlam in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Melech HaOlam in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. It's Melech HaOlam when the biggest Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar. Mashiach is the sixth one. I think it's pretty obvious. If he comes in our day and age, that's plenty Melech HaOlam. Can't get much worse. It's worse than Memtash Shari Tuma now.
So,
I think we're worse than the Memtash Shari Tuma.
No.
It's worse now than it was in Mitzrayim.
No.
Yeah.
Then we just were not.
One of the things, it says the Gaim have a schus.
Yeah, they didn't write.
They only
have
one
mark. Ksuba, they don't write
for men.
And they're doing it. Boston, Hawaii, I don't know.
What else is there?
Well, how many of them do it?
When they eat people, they don't hang the meat up in the butcher store to sell it publicly.
What? The people?
Yeah, when they eat people, what people eat.
Yeah.
I don't have a butcher store.
Yeah, that's the only one we've got left.
It's pretty bad. Mashiach is there. We don't need any further explanation about Mashiach. The Neo, Kadosh, Isaiah, David was about tshuva. He himself had to do tshuva. He himself had to do tshuva. Mashiach comes from him because of the tshuva. So you can understand why she's called the mother of Malchus. You can understand why she has six sons, because each son lived in a different time, and they contributed a different thing to Klal Yisrael. And six is the total. There's six different ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and there's six different ways to lift the veil from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each one did it in their own way. Now, last week, about Kanani, Mishael, and Isaiah, what was a different way? I don't know. I mean, they did have different midas. They had different midas. I don't know exactly. You know, Daniel and David and Mashiach are very different avodas. Kanani, Mishael, and Isaiah, they are very similar. They went in, but they had different midas. One was Chayin, Chesed, Rachamim. But I don't know the specifics. And that's why they had six brachas. Because they needed six talents in order to reveal the six things that were covered up with six types of darkness. And it was Bali. That should be fairly obvious why it's Bali. Why do you think it was Bali? You learn the Gemara on brachas. There's a habamin in the Gemara. You don't make any brach on barley flour at all. It's not food for people.
But it's only the five grains, though.
That's when you grind it up and make it into chocolate cake. But it's animal food. And it's rusted, it's animal food. And this is not a brachas. It's rusted, it's animal food. So why do you think the buyers would give us animal food? Six kernels, why do you think? You give Shira. I'll be quiet. Why do you think buyers gave us six kernels of animal food?
Because from the low can come the high.
Beautiful. Because you take, that's what six means. Six and barley are synonymous. What's the gematria of Rus?
706?
No.
I mean, 506.
No.
406.
Well, is that a question mark? 600, top
no,
is 400.
500.
Just say no.
Rus is 200. Vav is 6. And top is 400.
So six.
Two sixes. Isn't that interesting? 606. With six barleys, with six sons. Because I'll say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Because I'll say there's an expression Chazal, Dal Sus Melech. A horse is fit for a king. Kings ride on horses. Why do kings ride on horses? Because horses can get a king anywhere they have to go. Horses are the best form of transportation. They're swift, and they can go anywhere. That means that there's no limits. He wants to go here with the horse, you can go here. He wants to go there with the horse, you never go there, because once you get there, you're here. But he wants to go there with the horse, you're there. You want to go up, you want to go down, you want to go in and out. Horses defy the limits of time and space. I know, but of all the animals, the horse is the one that, yeah, they are limited. Everything in this world is going to be limited. But they get you everywhere. You've got a horse? anywhere. And that's why a king, it's appropriate for a king to be on a horse, because a king has to go everywhere, because a king has to go to all the maximum possible extensions of creation and fix them up. What's the, what are the letters that make up the word horse? Samach, Vav, Samach. 60, Samach, Vav, 60. You see? I'm saying, you see what they said? You see what you said over and over again? You got it?
Got it.
You got it very stark?
Oh, you good? Understand?
Do you have any questions?
With the chayos according to
the... So yesterday we talked about... what did we talk about? Yesterday we talked about... Oh, Shalom Aleph, that the halacha is kemais, halacha is like Dabra. And now we talked about the six barley grains and the six blessings, and now you can understand why Dabra was the halacha kemais. Because Shalom Aleph had more of a shaykhus to the seventh. Okay? And David had a shakas to both the one and the six. That's why it's a lot nice to come up there.
It was the seventh.
And Saul had more of a shakas to the one than David. He was bigger than David, the guy with the one, the guy with the sherish. And if Saul wouldn't have rejected David, then there would have been a team, a shutras between David and Yenison. And Yenison would have been the Nakuda on Tzayis. He would have been the Shabbos. He would have been the Shemitah. He would have been the center point. And David would have been the... similar to Yaakov and Esau. You know that David was red. Red complexion. David couldn't build the base of Midrash. Why? Because he had blood on his hands. David is shayach to going out. Yenison is shayach to staying in. David has. Oh, David's also shaykh to staying here. David and Yosef, we're going to be the Malk supply Israel. But since Shaul rejected David, so mainly, Shaul also rejected Yosef. So David and Malach has to be both. David and Malach has to be both.
He changed.
He had to. David had both in Yanam. I'm just saying that it is the primary plan. And then there's the. David had both in him. Of course, David had shaykhus to. And the Midah of Malchus, we said in the order of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chesed, Vura, Tiferes. That's three. Netzachai, Destoyed. That's six. Malchus. Malchus is the seventh. Malchus contains all the six. All the six, are in Malchus.
Isn't David from Peretz though, who is already shaykh to Malchus?
You have already shaykh to Malchus.
So you're saying he's the six and your son is the seventh?
No, we explained before that six and seven talk about the same number. David had a starker shaykh to the six out of the seven. Malchus. The seventh, the Kuda is kernel of the six. All the Midas are included in Malchus. The Skus are involvement, are Asik, and he's in Yemen. We're not just learning the Sugya, we're living the Sugya now. We're deep in the barley. We're swimming in barley, we're swimming in animals. We're living the sugya. We're not just learning the sugya. We're living the sugya. This is the pits. So, it's good to learning of the sugya. Hopefully, it should be a self-fulfilling limud. The limud should be made with the demaisa.
Just think about that yesterday. I was thinking to myself, like, why am I learning this stuff? But then I realized I can make this nice and I can use this for good, too. You know, it's not just knowledge.
The fact that there's, like, 6,000 years before, like, yeah.